are listening to Pervasive Happiness with Tommy Mosley.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. Tommy Mosley here. Thank you so much for tuning in to Pervasive Happiness. How'd you like my new intro that I have on there? I'll have to play it again. I want to give a shout out to the person that made it. Today, words have power. That's what we're talking about today. Words have power. I mean, what you're listening to right now are words. But first of all, of course, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to my sponsors who make this all possible. Gamergy, Gamergy.com. It's energy drink for gamers. I'm not a gamer, but I'm a connoisseur of energy drinks, and these are awesome. So check out Gamergy.com. Also, I want to give a shout out to, I'll play it again, but the intro for this podcast is the sickest intro I've ever heard for any podcast ever. And that was actually created by my friend's son. His name is Eric Barnes. And man, this kid is going to be a star on the guitar. Already is, actually. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. But he put together this thing for me, so I want to give him a shout out. His band's name is To The Wolves. To The Wolves is the band name. And here, I'll show a little picture of him for the people who are watching live on Facebook Live. If you can see that, To The Wolves, that is Eric Barnes. And I'm going to play this so you can hear it, because this is the coolest of all intros ever. So here it is. Yes, yes, yes. This kid's a star again. His band is To The Wolves. He is going to be, he sent me some things where he's at. He's going to be actually playing, if you live in the LA area. He's going to be the Redlands on June 10th, June 13th at Characters Bar in Pomona, June 18th at Chain Reaction in Anaheim. And again, it's, if you want to look him up on Instagram, it's at To The Wolves Band. At To The Wolves Band. Shout out to my good friend's son, Eric, who's already 20 or 21 or 22 or something like that. I can't believe it. I just remember he seemed like just born like two weeks ago. Anyway, back to the show. Words have power. Words have a tremendous amount of power. And I want to talk a little bit about the words you use, the words others use to you, that the words you use to others, and the words that you use to yourself, because I believe they're possibly the most powerful force in the universe. The Judeo-Christian belief is that God spoke the entire universe into existence with just words. And even Jesus in the New Testament says that he is the Word. And what are words? Words are not just an idea. They're not just a thought. They come from our thoughts. But they're actually a physical thing. When you speak words, vibrations go out into the universe. And these are tremendously powerful. You know, they say sticks and stones can break your bones, but names will never hurt you. That's absolutely not true. I think words are sometimes more powerful than anything else that we do. So I want to talk about three things: the words that others use, the words you use to others, and most importantly, I believe, is the words you use to yourself. You know, words from others, I believe, if you want to have happiness, and this whole deal, everything I'm doing, my sponsors on board, all this kind of stuff, is really all it boils down to is I want to enjoy every single moment of this life that I've been blessed with and teach other people to do the same. And I've been going back and forth, speaking of words, with all kinds of people. That people literally have a problem with me having this message of happiness. Mostly come from I was a pastor for a long time, came from a Christian community. And I'm pretty much officially past that. If you have a problem with it, keep scrolling, listen to someone else. But if you're someone who wants to increase your happiness like I do and enjoy life as much as you can and spread as much good as you can to counteract some of the crap that you hear, then this is the show for you, because that's what it's all about. You're intentionally growing and increasing happiness. You know, there is an art and science to increasing happiness, and I believe you're no good of it to anyone else in this world if you yourself are not first somewhat happy and somewhat fulfilled. If you're a miserable person, there's no chance you're going to positively impact this world. So it all starts here, me enjoying my life as much as I can, teaching my kids, my wife, my family, everyone else to do the same. So words are where we start. A lot of this comes from, I read a great, great book. And it is one of the top books I've ever read in my entire life. And I've read a lot of books, especially in the last 20 years. And this one is called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It's a phenomenal book. Can't express enough how much you'll enjoy. Either listen to it on Audible or buy it, read it. If I had my copy somewhere, I'd show it to you. But it's Don Miguel Ruiz, and it's called The Four Agreements. And the first agreement that he talks about is be impeccable with your words. And that is so powerful. If you can learn to control your words, I mean, even the Bible says if you can control your tongue, you know, you can be perfect. And the this idea that we can't control our tongue, well, you can. You just have to work at it. You have to try. You have to do something to get your, because these words coming in your ears and going out of your mouth have so much power. They literally change your life. You change your words, you change your life. You change your life if you change your words. Words from others. So you'll get nothing but bad news pumped into you all day, every day, from media, from social media, from the TV, from everyone. Why? Because it sells. Everyone has a product to sell, and news, the media, their product is uncertainty, and they use words to do that. I think sometimes we don't even really take a step back and realize just how powerfully we're affected all day, every day, when we're inundated by these negative words that are coming in all day, every day. So if you don't do something to put some positive words into your mind, there's no hope. You'll only see the bad thing. Because you know what? Guess what? What's wrong is always going to be there in life. But you know what? So is what's right. And that's what this is all about. I just want to continue. One of the three pillars, I believe, happiness: focus, grow, and give. Focus on the good stuff that's going on in your life. Focus on being grateful and thankful, and use your words to say that out loud. I was watching Ellen the other day. She did some kind of recap of the year. Amazing show, for real. When I grow up, that's what I want to be. That's what it's all about. I want to be Ellen. Watch the Ellen show. The things she does, constantly, constantly, constantly doing good as much as she can. And one of the things that happened is I'm watching the show. All of a sudden, the news comes up. You know how they pronounce, say, hey, death and destruction, details at 11. But it popped up, and this picture popped up of someone that I know really well. And it was most horrific news imaginable. And it absolutely ruined my day. Now, it's something I probably would have found out about sooner or later anyway. But you know what? The point is, you have no control when you're watching media and you're just letting whatever happened to you in life happen to you. You never know when just the most terrible images and thoughts and just will sidetrack you and take you completely off. And it's all words. It's all in the words that people say, that people come for you. So if you don't develop a system I do everything I can to shelter myself from any words coming in. I've given up on being right, because the being right just means you argue. I'm trying to. Now, I haven't totally given up, because for the most part, my mind still tells me I'm right. But I've given up on, for the most part, I'm trying my hardest to give up on arguing, because the words that go back and forth and back and forth are just wearing me out, and they have no value, and they don't propel me forward when I'm just arguing and trying to be right. So when I'm listening to someone's the words they're saying, when I find myself start to react and want to, I just let it be. I'm kind of learning to just let the whole world be, because as soon as I start to engage with something I don't agree with, it's taking me somewhere where I don't want to go. It doesn't mean I don't want to have conversations, don't want to talk about stuff, but for the most part, a lot of people aren't looking for conversations. They're looking to sell you or bring you onto their point of view. And once you become conscious of that and you just kind of take a step back and you listen, you just let it happen, what happens is it happens, it goes away, and everything's fine. You can go back about your day. So, you know, the words from others, it starts here. It starts by, number one, recognizing that all these words coming at you don't have you in the best interest. They have whoever is coming with the words has the best agenda. So once you realize that, you kind of look around, you can filter it, and it turns everything down. It turns the volume down of all the stuff that's coming out of your house. So you start by just recognizing it. And then number two, disengage. Don't need to argue, and you don't need to be right, and you don't need to take in the words. You don't need to drink them in. By putting up a fence, I just mean I hear the words, but I don't ingest them and take them in to my heart. You know, I can't. You know, it's too much to try and process and agree with and work through. It really, since I've done this, it's given me a tremendous amount of freedom. Of course, I will say this, I say this every time, don't watch the news ever. The news is horrible, 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 toxic, poisonous, 100% have an agenda. You will never, never, never watch the news and feel happier afterwards than beforehand. If you want to truly enjoy life as much as you can, I would not watch 1 second of the news because it's totally biased. I would eliminate those words. And even some of the stuff that you watch, you know, with social media, everything, every day I go through and I unfollow, unfollow, unfollow. Anytime I look at something I don't feel good, I unfollow them. Even if it's family, friends, doesn't matter. They don't take it personally because, well, they don't even know about it anyway. But I literally got it down where if I turn on my Facebook, it's kind of funny because it's all now, it's I finally groomed my garden where it's all just positive messages, CrossFit, powerlifting, jiu-jitsu, a lot of Tony Robbins people on here, a lot of old friends. You know, it's all people who just put good stuff out there because I've hid literally and unfriended. I went from 5,000 to 3,000 friends because I want to get rid of the people that just are gross. And you can do it where, okay, I can look at some people, my family and friends, and I don't see stuff that shocks me and all this other crap because I've been so diligent about hiding them and being very protective about the words that come in. That's number one. Number two, the words that go out to others, the words that you speak to other people, you, again, even the Bible says words have the power of life or death. You can, every single word you say, every word that comes out of your mouth impacts your world around you. Again, it's a physical thing. It's vibration. They've literally, science shows that negative words will impact a glass of water differently than positive words. I mean, it's not that you need to know that. I mean, you already know that from what it does to people's hearts. But you need to know that every word you have, there's no such thing as a neutral word. Every word you speak to another person, every single word, is either lifting them up or tearing them down. There's no such thing as neutral. It's doing one or the other. So, and not that I've figured out how to do this, but I'm trying to get better and better and better at speaking life into people and just talking and saying nice things. And I can tell you, I got a long way to go. I mean, every time I put something on social media, I'll admit, half the time I'm just messing with people. I like to put things on there that are going to rile people up. But you know what? Even that, I'm realizing I need to be careful with that because that's then I'm doing the same thing. Usually I'm asking questions. A lot of times it's just to get a reaction. But I have to take a step back and be honest with myself and say, okay, I got to make sure these words are giving grace. And a lot of times they're not. When I'm talking to people, whether it's the people that I work with or whoever I'm working with, I want to be intentional about, and again, a disclaimer, I don't need any more comments. I'm not perfect at this. This is where I'm at now. Where I want to be is all the words that come out of my mouth build people up, not tear them down. So I'm conscious enough to know that every single word that I say has power to do that. You know, I used some words one time that literally changed the trajectory of my life. When I moved to Las Vegas when I was 20 years old, I was there for 4 days, and I got into a little bit of trouble when I was younger, arrested 19 times by the time I was 23 years old. 11 of those arrests were in Las Vegas in a 2-year period of time, which is very, very impressive and hard to do. And here's where it all started. Day like 5 I was there, and we're walking by and this big building was burning along Maryland Parkway, and the cops had some flares or something, and I said, or he, I don't know what I said, whatever I said was something smart ass. I didn't need to say it. But he said, looked at me and said, you guys need to go home or I'm arrest you for being out past curfew. Because when I was 20, I looked like I was 12. But anyway, I, of course, said 6 words that changed the course of my life. I said, you ain't arresting me for shit. And the next thing he did was put the handcuffs on. And given, I was already walking by, already past him. The conversation could have been over had I just kept walking. Instead, I said that. Next thing you know, I'm in handcuffs. I'm still, in my mind, I'm not going to jail. They're not going to take me to jail for just being a smartass. However, When you are in handcuffs and you take the handcuffs off, you now change the direction of the evening because he was pissed. And next thing I know, I showed his partner that his handcuffs were on. You know, because I was doing a lot of drugs back then, so I only weighed 150 pounds. It's a lot easier to take the handcuffs off then. And the next thing you know, I'm all bloodied up, scraped up on the ground, and I really am going to jail. And apparently, you know, obviously this police officer was an avid user of steroids. And the reason I say that, not only because he was huge, but when I started, because at this point I'm pissed, you know, and I'm drunk and I'm making a lot of noise. And I mentioned the steroids, and I saw that that happened to get really under his skin. And what happened was, well, I'm not even going to go into the whole details of that night, but I ended up running into him at least 10 more times in the next 2 years. I mean, there was one time where I think the guy really wanted to kill me. I think I got under his skin that bad. But there was one time when my girlfriend, I don't know how we got off on this, but my girlfriend answered the door, even though I told her not to. And Eric Casillas, if you're out there, you'll remember that. And so I was going to run and jump out the back window. And as soon as I went to jump out the back window, there was steroid cop on the other side. And he had his gun drawn. Like, I think he was wanting me to jump so he could shoot me. But anyway, had I not said those six words, "You ain't arrest me for shit," there's a chance I could have gone through Vegas without getting arrested. Because this guy used to just troll me. I would always see him like rolling up on me, just when I'm walking down the street. And it's because words can really, really, really hurt people when you give words of negative to other people. I mean, you know you can damage people with words. On the flip side of that, though, you can do the opposite. You can build people up. You can say good things that help people out. So, number one, the words, the power from others. Number two, power to others. And then number three, and this is the most important one of all, is the words you say to yourself are the most powerful words in the universe. In your life is the words that you say to yourself. You know, what you call a problem, instead of saying it's a problem, say it's a challenge. You know, there's all different ways you can word things that, you know, put stuff, be intentional about the things you tell yourself. And again, this takes practice because you've been hardwired to complain. You know, complaining literally reprogram. This is science too. This is like, there's studies on that and stuff. I don't really need science to back up my facts anyway, but on this one I was reading it literally rewires your brain in a negative way. You know, so if you can not complain ever, no matter what is going on, you can stop that process of rewiring your brain. You know, I got an opportunity to train with the great Randy Couture. It was a long time ago. He was a lightweight champion. He was a middleweight champion. I was with him for a week in Las Vegas. It was right before he was fighting Tim Sylvia. And he is, he dumped me on my head about 100 times. He's the toughest human being I think I've ever wrestled with. He's just tough. I mean, his cauliflower ears are like baseballs, literally. They're not cauliflower ears, they're baseballs on the side of his head. Everything about him is just tough. Someone said to him, and this changed the way I looked at things, someone said to him, "Hey, don't you get nervous before fights?" Because he's getting ready to fight for the heavyweight title. And he said, "No, you know what? I get excited." He goes, "Your body sees it the same way. Your heart rate goes up, you have to pee, your hands get sweaty. That's nervous." Well, same thing if you're excited. Your heart rate goes up, you pee, you're sweaty. He said, just change the words you use about things. And I thought, man, that is so profound right there. That if you just change the way, like, he doesn't get nervous, he gets excited, even though it's the same thing. A problem isn't necessarily a problem, it's an opportunity. And I know it's hard to do because you've been hardwired to complain and see things a certain way, but the more you try and do it, you know, I'm finding myself, it's easy to do it for others, but it's harder to do for myself, but I'm realizing there's so much power in what we say to ourselves. I fully believe this in my heart and soul. You need to wage a media war for your mind and win if you want to achieve any kind of happiness in your life, because you're going to get bombarded with other stuff. You got to not only take stuff and put stuff good in your mind, but you got to tell yourself good stuff. And you know, one of the things I like to do is I write words everywhere, like all over my mirror is all kinds of encouragements in the restroom. And I put it up in my bathroom. And I put it on my dashboard. because like stuff, affirmations, I need to constantly be telling myself good stuff. You know, I wake up every single day and I take a cold shower and I say, I'm alive, I'm awake, and I feel great. I say it loud. I'm alive, I'm awake, and I feel great. And I, when I'm in the car with the kids, I'm like, every day and every way, I'm getting better and better. And I drive them crazy because I want to ingrain in their mind that you got to do stuff to tell yourself good stuff every single day in the morning. Or I say things like I have some incantations that I'll say. You know, God's wealth circulates in my life. God's wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my dreams, wants, and desires are met instantaneously by God because I'm one with God and God is everything. And I'll keep saying it. God's wealth circulates in my life. God's wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my dreams, wants, and desires are met instantaneously by God, for I'm one with God and God is everything. Now, I stole that from Tony Robbins because it's awesome. I love it. I love to just, because if you let your mind just race and go wherever it wants to go, it'll go places where you don't have control of it. It'll just complain. If you can sometimes take those words and add them in there and put it on there, you know, do whatever you got to do to put those good words in there. So be conscious of how much power words have in your life, from others to others and from yourself. And start noticing it. Open your eyes and look at it. You know, there's no way around it. It's probably the most impactful thing you can do. If you'll just, like Don Miguel Ruiz says, my boy in the Four Agreements, says, be impeccable with your words. Man, if you'll just do that and change the way you look at things, and I'll tell you this from my own experience, it's not a slam dunk. It's not easy. It takes some time to get good at it, start to even notice it. But if you'll just say, okay, let me start to notice all these words that are going around and how much they're impacting me, you'll notice right away 99% of the words come in to your mind, your heart, your soul, from TV, from internet, from yourself, from your own self, are not good. They're not positive. So they're not going to drive you into enjoying your life. You've been blessed with this life. We're going to live for like 100 years. You might as well enjoy every single moment of it. That's the purpose of it. The purpose of life is just to be and just to be filled with bliss. So I have a challenge for you. This is a super simple challenge, but if you do this, this will change your life. First, I want to share something with you. This is so profound to me that what this says. Let's see, here it is. Og Mandino says this is a quote. He says, extend. This is, pay attention to this, because this is the best words, I think. It's the best, basically, to me, it's a quote of the millennium. It says this: extend to each person, no matter how trivial the contact, all the care and kindness and understanding and love that you can muster. And do it with no thought of any reward. Your life will never be the same again. Man, that is so true. Again, the guy, Og Mandino, is who I'm quoting. Unfortunately, I didn't make that up myself. But the challenge is this. This will change your life. Every single person that you come across tomorrow, it's so simple. Just say hello. Just say hello. I'm trying to say hello to everyone. And of course, some people will not say hello back. So what? Who cares? Because a lot more people do than don't. And it's just such a good connecting feeling. It's the simplest word of all, yet we're so caught up in our own pride of, will they say hi back to me, that we literally don't do it. It's ridiculous. Every single person you come across in the next 24 hours, do this simple thing. Look them in the eyes, smile, and say hello. It will change your day. It will change your life. It will change the people around you's life. It just makes a difference. Such a simple, small step. So I want to encourage you to do that as we jog this happy trail to pervasive happiness. God bless you all. Thanks for listening. Again, Gamer G. They're at every single game store in Southern California. I don't know if they have them at 7-Elevens or anything like that at all. I know they're at every game store because that's their big thing. And my other sponsor, my other shout out is to Eric Barnes, To The Wolves Band, @To The Wolves from Instagram. God bless you. Have a great evening. And every single person you come across the next 24 hours, take a nanosecond and say,